Hello everyone, Yannis here from Aroid Mac Channel, and today I have a very special video for you. We're going to see how this can be really converted to a life-saving a tool, especially those days. all of us, we have heard and we have seen Tony's and his video in his BitChute channel, and I will have the link below to his video, how you can create, you can make a portable capacitor and then use it with the help of a Van de Graaff generator to charge it and then discharge the capacitor through your body in order just static electricity discharge in order to disengage the program that is unfortunately is jumping or is sending from the people that they have received this abomination. More and more reports that are coming out that people that they have not received it, but they are in the environment where there are people that they have got this program, they're reporting that they have been affected. Some of them, they have been magnetized, others they have other symptoms. Women, they have reported abnormalities in the monthly menstruation. A lot of problems, and more they are coming out, of course, because more and more people they have received this and the other people around them, they are affected. So Tony has presented how we can use the Van de Graaff, charge the capacitor and then disengage disengage the capacitor on our body. Because my Van de Graaff has not arrived yet, so I was using this device, which is, yes, of course, it has a charge, it's charging. This specific is charging up to 2.8 kilowatts. There are others stronger to use for the same practice. Okay, just disengage the program because in the office where I'm working, people more and more they are vaccinated. I said the word. More and more they have received this. And I was using this in order to disengage, but of course this I cannot control the charging and it was quite strong the shock. Okay, I was doing it, it's not comfortable, let's put it like that. It's not dangerous for me, but it was not comfortable. So when I discussed this idea, a friend of mine, Mr. Electric Engineer actually, Mr. I will call him Mr. E, okay, our mysterious friend, he came out with the idea to convert this. He took what he heard what I said, and then he said, okay, how we can do it. So in the beginning it was like that. So he was putting a probe to charge from the cathode inside, you know, but of course it was uncomfortable because you have to go through the holes. And then he came with an idea to make it really practical and have the same effect like the Van de Graaff and the portable capacitor, but more practical. Because you can use it everywhere, lower size, and then of course you can use as a capacitor the one that you have already made, or use the way that Mr. E demonstrates in our video. So let's see how he made this device. Watching him over the shoulder, he invites us to step by step, very detailed step, it's just 15 or 16 steps how to do it. And he's doing it in front of us, and at the end he has as well a demonstration, a verification how it works, that it works, and then as well a demonstration how we can use it. So let's see how we can use this device, convert this device to a life-saving tool. Okay, enjoy the video.
So as we said, this is a for demonstration purposes only. Okay, and the first step is we will open. We open the racket, the bracket of the racket. Thank you. Okay. Here you go. This is step one. Step two, we cut the wires that are running. First of all, we take the batteries off. And then we cut the wires, those wires that are coming out from the capacitor that is inside the circuit. So we open the racket and we cut the wires from here. This is one, this is two, okay, and there is another wire. Come see, those black wires are connected to the same point on the circuit. So put it here, and then we just re-put the circuit in order to cut the racket. Step three, we make a line. We draw a line here, here, and here. And then we cut the racket. So now we are cutting the racket. Okay, I just cut the first bracket here. So we continue cutting. After we have cut this element here, we are ready to make two holes in the plastic. So we just point where the curvature is and make a small hole, and the same applies here. Okay, my two holes. Okay. Now I just cut this wire, the second wire, because we don't need it. Okay, and we keep this wire that is coming out from the capacitor. We take it, take the black one, and we insert it inside the hole. Okay, we take the second, the red wire. And we are almost done with this step. Step 5. Okay. Oh, it needs to be in that element because. Okay. The wire has to be loose enough in order for the element to come to the. Okay. Okay, that's it. We put this one, we put this one. Okay, great. And then we just reassemble this guy. Insert this, the screws. As you can see, this plastic is important. The yellow plastic part is important for your protection. And for this to be neat and clean. Now we will cut a strip on this side, which is about that length. Okay. And for the other side, which is about that length. Now we take the small strip and we just make a mark to draw to dig a hole, to make a hole, and the long strip we make two dots for that, and we will see why. For that step, we need a capacitor that will be fixed here. Okay, this is rated 30 kV 2 nanofarads or 2000 picofarad. It doesn't have to be that much. Any capacitor that is around 7.5 kilovolts, 10 kilovolts will be okay, as long as it is as the rating voltage of the capacitor is above the voltage of the racket, which is about 4 kilovolts. So we need to fix that here. So in order to do that, we need to make two holes. So I will take one from this side and one from the other side. It has to be from both sides of the plastic, so I keep going on until it punches both sides. For that step, after we have fixed the wire of the capacitor, the leg of the capacitor inside the hole from this side and from that side, and we keep it somehow loose in order for us to glue it. Okay, so we will need, what we will do is that we will trace with the hot glue gun. And we will wait for it until it dries. After the glue has solidified, we now need to strip the wires. So we will strip that wire in half. Okay, it's enough. And we leave this wire on its length, just in case. Okay. Okay, perfect. So now we bend the wire Okay. And to make the electrical contact, we need soldering iron for that. Now, after we have left this wire a little bit long, we need the soldering iron, and we just solder the wire perfect. The soldering is solid, and we bend it a little bit. We put the other side. And you make contact with the capacitor and the copper plate or electrode. Okay, wonderful. And from that side, we just take the small hole of the capacitor, not from the capacitor, from the copper plate, copper strip. Okay, and we simply solder it. Now we just take the pass the leg of the capacitor through the small hole that we already punched into the copper strip, and we make contact. We verify that the okay. So we need to make sure that the soldering is strong, because we have a high voltage, not high voltage, medium voltage. So now take the copper again, okay, after we have successfully made the solder, we take out the extra strip. Okay, Now we put some solder. Onto this wire, just for it not to be fixed, not to have any small wires running out, and okay, this will be our switch. Okay, the final step will be to simply add a little bit of double tape in order to okay, and that would be all. Now the device is ready to use. Now this unit we have just made, okay? This is a similar unit. What I like about this unit is that first of all it has a USB charging connection here, so you can plug it easily with a USB-C or a micro USB, and it's quite portable. Basically it's the same. The other device was for demonstration purposes only. And how we use that is as follows. On that, we simply, now this wire, why we didn't solder it, because it will act as a switch. So the capacitor will charge, and when we disconnect the wire, we will discharge only this capacitor through the electrodes. Okay, and those two electrodes will be our contact. It's very simple. And for the charging of the wire, we just turn it on. Okay, we put our hand here, we just touch the blue, we don't touch the wire, we touch the blue, we don't touch the wire, we touch only the blue, okay, it's now shown on the camera. Okay, we have to be very fast, so in the charging, because when we will press this button, the capacitor will charge, okay, the internal capacitor will charge, and since those two points are connected, so this capacitor will charge also, okay, so we do like this. And then we discharge the capacitor through the electrodes. We put the wire, we press the wire here. That's acting as our switch button. Okay. And that's enough. and we disconnect the wire. So again, and the capacitor is now charged. So in the next step and final step, I will show a demonstration. Now I am making a small demonstration. I have an alligator clip just to show you that the capacitor is charging. Okay, so I do the same process. Okay, again, I press my finger on the wire here and my other finger on the switch of the racket. I charge. You can hear it. It's very audible. So again, perfect. So now I will test with my two electrodes on my hand. Okay, as I told you, when you are using it on your body, you simply put it between your legs, okay, and you it was strong. So again, as I said, as fast as you can, and you can then gauge how long it will take to be on the level of comfort for you. Again, as I showed, I press my finger on this wire, and from here, enough. So this was not a fast charge, so I charge it again, a big charge. Okay, and that's it. It is very, very powerful, so you have to like be very fast in the charging. Okay, I like this device because it's very portable, practical. You can take it with you, while you can put it in your car, put it in your bag. It doesn't take a lot of space, and you can use it very simply and easily. So again, okay, thank you.
I trust that you enjoyed the video and you got some ideas how you can make it. Go ahead, try it yourself. I don't know if you have a pacemaker, you know, for cardiac arrhythmias, if this is a good idea. I'm not sure. Check with your doctor, I would say, if you can trust them. But people that they have pacemaker or any other implant with a battery, check it, because it will not cause you any problem, but it may disengage, it can destroy the battery or the pacemaker. Okay, this is the thing. Otherwise, this will not hurt you beside the shock that you will receive, as you saw Mr. E when he was attaching, poof, okay, it was jumping. It was reacting. I mean, this is normal reaction from the muscles. The good thing with this, what he made, is that you can control how strong it can be, how long it will be the charge. The longer the charge, the stronger, of course, the discharge. Now, because it was important to send out this video as soon as possible, we just receive it, we put it out. I edit a little bit just to add these comments, but I want to inform you that I will make we will make this step by step, like e-book, okay? Step by step is going to be as well in a written PDF format or other electronic format like e-book, which you can download and use and read it. Let's say, so you're going to have the video, it will have the pictures, and will have as well what Mr. E is describing. It will be in the text, so you can read it as well. In order to receive this one, when we'll be ready, okay, we'll announce it, but I would say I will you will find in the link below a link where you can subscribe to a newsletter, but we'll have a specific tag for the racket, let's say, and everyone who will subscribe, even if you have subscribed already in my newsletters, if you don't mind, use the specific link, because it will subscribe you again, or it will attach a tag racket in your email address, and then when the ebook will be ready, I will send it. It will be sent automatically to everyone who has subscribed through this link, and they have put the tag racket. So you're gonna receive the ebook through your email when it will be ready in the following, I guess, about a week or something like that, because okay, it takes some time. Nevertheless, this is the point, that if you would like to have what you saw in the ebook as well, please use the link below to subscribe, and you will receive it when it will be ready. Okay, thank you very much, and stay disengaged, and disengage the program that we are receiving from the people around us. Okay, we trust that you enjoy this. And go ahead and make it yourself if you feel comfortable. If you want to be made for you, okay, this we have to discuss how we can do it, because I don't know how it can be shipped. It's a little bit more complicated if you have to buy it already, but everything is possible. Okay, we can discuss. We will find solutions. Enjoy. Have a good day.